Welcome to the KPFA Local Station Board meeting. Today is December 20th, 11 a.m. My name is Carol Wolfley, Chair of the Board, and Candace, will you please take the role, Madam Secretary?
Rabab Abdulhadi. Rabab? Virginia Browning?
Your voice sounds far away, Candace.
Let me do this. I always forget that it doesn't.
There, I finally got my mute off. Virginia is here.
Virginia Browning present.
I'm here.
And Michael Chang?
Yes, here.
Present, Michael. Cheryl Davila? Cheryl Davila, Fred Dodsworth, Anthony Fest,
here,
Anthony present, Sherry Gendelman, Sherry present, Christina Huggins,
present,
Christina present, Zach Calvier. Zach Caldwell, Carlos Cohan,
present.
Carlos present. Steve Kukala,
present.
Steve present. Philip Maldery. Kathy Pico. Allegra Thompson,
here.
Allegra present. Andrea Turner, Mark Van Landwit,
present.
Mark present. Richard Walensky,
yep.
Richard is present. Stan Woods,
he'll be late, he said.
Okay. Candace Schott, present. Carol Wolfley.
Carol here.
Carol is present. So we have 11 present and one excused, and I don't know about the others in terms of excused absences, but I think
I just
some
spoke
plan
to,
to join
I'm
later.
Candace, I just spoke to Philip, and he's no longer on the local station board.
Okay, so we'll put him as... I'll just put him as excused for the moment.
Stan asked me to ask you to make sure you announce or that it's okay, that he can use the phone. So I'm not sure you have it set up. I'm sure it's all set up. So
it is set up, Virginia.
And if you could announce how he can do this or that when he gets back. I know you're busy, but if you can, I mean, like raise hand and all that. Thank you.
Yes. So, what I would like to do, we do not have quorum. I want to ask anybody who would like to call anybody, Christina, Virginia, if you want to call Stan, Christina, if you wanted to call Fred, Candace, if anybody could call Andrea, any of the other board members that are absent, somebody want to call, Rabab, let's try and get one more person. So if anybody can call, Carlos, you might have Andrea's number, huh?
I'm looking, Carol, I'll let you know.
I have it and I can call her.
Okay. So while we're waiting, I want to take a moment to thank Mark Van Landwit, who has been on the board, who is leaving. And Mark, today would be your last day. And of course, you're welcome to stay on the meeting. I believe you have termed out after 6 long years. And I just want to recognize all the work that you've done for Pacifica and your work as a national board member and your pioneering work in helping take us into video material available to our listeners and now viewers. So did you have anything you'd like to say, Mark?
That's Carol, that's way too generous. I just need to say that this station is so important and the voices that we present are so important, and it's going to be increasingly that way as we face these next upcoming years. And in my estimation, the fight that we're in this era, it's billionaires versus human beings. And I know what side all of us are on. And I hope we remember that with all of our squabbles and our different tendencies, that we realize that we're fighting for not just the future of the station, but also for the future of a proud tradition, a proud heritage. The conservatives and the right wing, they always talk about tradition and heritage and things like that. But we on the left, we have our heritage and our traditions that we should always guard passionately. The environmental movement, the women's suffrage movement, civil rights movement, all of these things are ours to preserve and to make sure that the struggle will continue, because there always will be that struggle. I love this station. It is so important. We're entering into more wag the dog era of American hegemony. So, boy, KPFA is needed, and all of us are needed to keep it afloat. And with that, this was a labor of love, as it is for everybody here. And I'm just, someone better shut me up, because I'll just keep on going on and on. But I'm so grateful to all of you. I'm so grateful to all of you. And I know this is tough work. I know this is tough work every month. And so I appreciate all of you most. So with that, thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Let's see, three people in the waiting room. Let me see.
Thank you, Mark.
And I called Andrea, but she didn't answer. And I also emailed her the link. Has anyone else joined?
I texted Fred.
Okay, Stan and Andrea and Darlene are here, so we're good.
Mark, how can we keep in contact with you?
Oh, I'm very promiscuous with my personal information. I'm going to put into the chat my
Mark, we can share it. We can share it.
Okay.
Yeah,
hepjazz@yahoo.com, and my phone number is 925-858-5910. Call me anytime.
Put your email. Your email on the chat, please.
I want to ask us not to share personal information.
Any prank phone calls I get, I'll blame all of you.
Oh, Mark, would you need your social security and credit card?
Your mother's maiden name too.
Yes.
Carol, just Stan Wood, just put a note on the one now. I wasn't able to get on first.
Stan, there's some problem with an echo. Do you have your computer on as well?
I'll put it on mute now.
It was echoing before Stan.
Yeah. I understand. It's on mute now, and I'll put it on mute. I mean, I just wanted you to know I was here because I couldn't get on initially. So count me to the roll.
Okay.
Yeah, Carol, could you put me on to, this is Andrea, okay? And I'll go on mute right now, okay?
And I'd mark you present.
Okay. Andrea. Okay, great, thank you.
And you got Stan too.
Stan as well, yeah.
And did you get Allegra?
I haven't seen her. She's here.
She's here. Allegra, do you want to say hello?
Hello, I am here.
Okay, Allegra present.
Okay, the echo is gone. Wow. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. And so I would entertain a motion to excuse the absences. Somebody could say.
Okay. So moved.
Thank
Second.
You. Okay. Second. Any objections to excusing those who are absent today? Thank you. So there is no new business today. We have an election, we have reports, and we will have public comments. I just want to remind everybody that all of our rules about speaking respectfully and our rules about no accusations, false accusations against others, or name calling, or attacks on persons or slates is permitted in this meeting, and that applies to everyone, all participants. So now we will go on to, if there's no additions, no opposition, the agenda is approved. Was there any opposition? Okay, and is there any opposition to or any changes to the minutes that were sent out? Because we had a town hall last time. We had two sets of minutes this time for approval, which Candace sent out. Any changes? So, therefore, the minutes are approved with no. And now I want to introduce Antonio Cheryl Davila. Cheryl Davila, I'm admitting. And Cheryl, when you're ready, do you want to just say your name that you're here, please? Okay, we'll wait. So go ahead, Antonio, is our interim general manager, and he is here to make a report and share some videos and tell us how things are going.
Yes. Hello, everyone. So first, apologies for if there's any extra noise that's happening. The station carpet is being cleaned right now. And they're right outside my office. So just please let me know if it's disruptive. So one thing I want to point out is that the holiday fund drive ended yesterday. It was from Tuesday, December 9th to Friday, December 12th, with a goal of $350,000. The pledged amount was $249,985. That was as of yesterday, which is about 83% of the goal. That being said, the station will continue to accept donations up through the end of the year, and up through to December 31st, we will continue to get donations for the station. So please be rest assured that more donations will come to the station. I want to give a big thank you to Development Director Laura Privis for leading the station and the staff in this year's holiday fund drive. Also, a special thanks to Vicky Palacios and Dale Reed for managing the phone room, and thanks to Lanesta Hunter, Kathy Piku, and David Bush for taking donations in the phone room. So that's for the holiday fund drive. The next thing that I want to talk about is the news department welcomes LA newsroom interns. And I'm going to read you a message from the news director, Lauren Schmidt. And while I do that, let me share with you a little photo. Give me one second. Let me share the desktop. I don't know what's going on, but can you see the photo of those individuals?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Hold on for one moment. Why is it allowing? Let me stop the share. I was able to share just the window. Stop share. Okay, you know what? Give me one second. Let me try this again. And I'm not sharing right now, is that correct?
You're not sharing now, Antonio.
Okay. Let me try again. Screen, documents, screen. Application window. Here we go. All right, thank you for dealing with me. There we go. So you can see at the top right-hand side, that is our news director, Lauren Schmidt. And this is the first training with LA, news intern reporters. And the message from Lauren, which I will read right now, is the following. KPFA News is proud to welcome our newest cohort of newsroom interns. Our newsroom has entered into a historic partnership with journalism students from Los Angeles City College, all of whom are currently contributing to the award-winning student publication, The Collegian. This collaboration marks an important step in strengthening regional reporting across the Pacifica network. This partnership was developed to extend coverage for our Los Angeles-based listeners during the 6 p.m. newscast, which KPFA simulcasts on our sister station, KPFK. The Los Angeles community is deeply connected to our Bay Area audience, and these interns will help bridge that geographic gap by taking on reporting assignments relevant to both communities. Through this internship program, students will gain hands-on experience in public media journalism while contributing meaningful community-centered reporting. We are grateful for their energy, commitment, and perspective, and we look forward to the important work they will bring to KPFA and KPFK listeners alike. Please join us in welcoming this new group of interns to the KPFA newsroom. News Director Lauren Schmidt. So that is an update on the news department and what's happening there, which is fabulous. The next thing I want to share is work experience opportunities. Let me stop this. KPFA is a host agency site for a couple of nonprofits whose goal is to provide hands-on work experience and training for individuals looking for full-time employment. One collaboration is with Pacific Coast Community Services, or PCCS, which focuses on empowering individuals with disabilities, veterans, and individuals re-entering the workforce. They provide employment opportunities by integrating individuals with the various industries that they may have interest in. Jess Hutchison is one individual from PCCS, who wanted to gain work experience in a media organization. His interests are in DJing, mixing music, and making playlists. Thursday, December 18th was his last day in the program, and upon the request by me, he recorded a video to share with the local station board, and I will share that video with you all now.
Hi, this is Jess Hutchison. I also have Wilcock at the end of my last name, but here I'm Jess Hutchison. My role has been like helping with social media, live streaming, and recording. Using technology like Restream to stream, which is just like record or play recordings, to multiple platforms at the same time on the internet. There's also other apps I learned which you can use Restream with. Beside that, I learned a little bit about setting up recording software and more. There's many people I would be thinking, and I will do that. And maybe crack a joke or two. Computers I was using for the technology. Didn't know like everything about helping with them. And of course you gotta ask permission at your job before you do something weird on it. So thanking engineering for kind of being there, transforming the problem into a solution. Definitely my main manager, Antonio Ortiz, for just being like very helpful. My coworker, Clayton, has been my like lunch pal. We don't really go to the same place every day. Usually he eats at a different place, but like we do the same thing almost, but he's way more complimentary than I am. We also had Miko Tolliver, who doesn't need movies by the side, but she was the one who was working on the main thing I did, which was on the deck. She taught me how to roll up a coil and the other wire and also helped a lot with the learning different programs. I learned how to do the lower third, which was my main job with social media, which is put up the names, who was there talking, and what the subject was, etc. Got help for like the actual live events was Peter Stickney on photography. Very much help there. I mean, that's kind of how we learned about this stuff mostly. Setting up tripods and cameras, Mike Biggs. I wasn't really working with the most time, but at the end, I got work that I could do, me and Clayton, because we still need to get paid, was important, because eventually everyone has to stick on for themselves on, in this place. Paul, also Paul Garber, was my job coach, helping here. He also helps Clayton, but he also helps me out of his work. And I really appreciate what he does, because the people who have been paying him have been paying him like less than I get, which is not great, but I mean, the pay I've gotten has not been insignificant. And I hope that other interns may find the way here.
And that is a short video from Jess Hutchison. And I will share a final video from Paul Garber, who is his coach, his job coach. Give me one moment here.
Hi, my name is Paul Garber, and I'm proud to be here and to represent Pacific Coast Community Services. What we do here is we offer job coaching services to young men and women who want to learn about broadcasting and want to learn about how to use AV equipment and how to learn to get involved in community activities and also how to work with each other. Learn to communicate better with other folks on the team and basically have a first job experience that gives them opportunities that they never would have had anywhere else. KPFA is really unique in this way. A lot of jobs that are available to people with disabilities who are neurodiverse end up being given cashier positions, or having to work in warehouses hidden away from society. Whereas here at KPFA, they're given opportunities of a lifetime to meet folks like Amy Goodman, for example, to attend lectures with Chris Hedges, and to learn all sorts of amazing production skills. It has been an honor to serve here as a job coach for PCCS at KPFA. And I have learned more actually from the gentleman who I've been serving here now for 3 years, then I think that I have given them. And having that opportunity is just one of a lifetime. And I hope really that KPFA recognizes the type of educational programming that's going on right here inside of the station all the time. Once again, just wanted to say thank you for this opportunity. My name is Paul Garber, and I work for Pacific Coast Community Services, and it's a pleasure to be here at KPFA.
All right, so that's a few words from Paul and from Jess. One thing I wanted to say, it's not going to be actually written in my report, is that it's really been fruitful for me as a general manager to mentor and coach Jess and other individuals that are at the station getting work experience at KPFA. One thing that I learned with my essentially daily meetings with them is just learning how to slow down and be present, and also to be more clear with the way that we're communicating. One thing that that I find really hilarious is that in this role, there's a bunch of things that are happening at the same time, trying to address multiple issues at the same time. And we'll have meetings where all three of us, me, Jess, and Clayton, are all kind of multitasking at the same time. And then at one point I have to say, okay, we got to stop because we are not productive anymore. We are actually, it's just, we're missing a lot of things. So we need to just stop and focus. And I have, they've caught me a couple of times and they're like, you weren't paying attention to what I was saying, right? It's like, yeah, you're right. Cause I was responding to somebody else at, during this meeting. So I apologize. So it's a great reminder on how to slow down. Also, it's very fulfilling to have these folks get work experience at KPFA. And so my hope is that we can continue building those relationships with nonprofits to provide more experience at KPFA. You know, it's a wonderful organization to learn, you know, how to work under a deadline. You know, and there's a lot of opportunities that KPFA can provide folks. So I want to just say that about our collaborations with Pacific Coast Community Services. From there, I'm going to go on to just say farewell to a few staff members. I'm going to give you a list of people who chose to retire from KPFA. Each one of them has made a lasting impact on the station, and each one of them have contributed in ways that have made KPFA what it is today. Me personally, I have experienced their care, their empathy, their creativity, and their passion for what they do at the station. And I'm going to miss their presence. Every one of them who has come to me to tell me that they were going to retire, I was not expecting it. I'm also starting to get a little bit, what do you call it? My emotions are going, and sometimes I get really teary-eyed about this because a lot of these folks have been here for decades. They've been an anchor for me at the station. And although I'm happy to see them go, I'm also sad that their presence is not going to be here anymore. And those individuals are, and I'm going to do this in the order of the show, alphabetical order. So for Against the Grain, a special thank you to C.S. Song. Please note that Sasha Lilly will continue to produce Against the Grain Monday through Wednesdays at 12 noon. But farewell to C.S. Song. Herbal Highway. Karen Sanders and Sarah Holmes, thank you to them for all that they've done at KPFA with Herbal Highway. Note for all of you, Herbal Highway host producers Renee Camila and Emiliano Lemos rebranded the show, and you can hear them on Planting Medicine on Tuesdays at 1 p.m., the same time slot as Herbal Highway. Nina Serrano of La Raza Chronicles, she hasn't been with the station for a bit of time, but I wanted to say thank you to her and her contributions. Julieta Husnier, Brenda Iescas, Miguel Guerrero, and Pedro Reyes continue to host and produce La Raza Chronicles on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. But special thanks to Nina Serrano. Law and Disorder producer Jesse Strauss, thank you to him for getting Law and Disorder up and running. I want you all to know that Kat Brooks continues to host and produce Law and Disorder, and Teresa Wurzbianska is producing Law and Disorder with Kat. Again, that is Mondays to Thursdays at 8 a.m. Mitch Jeserich, thank you to him of Letters in Politics. It's going to be really sad to not have his voice on the air Monday through Thursdays, but we will make do. And he's been a fabulous person to work with. And then Voices of the Middle East and North Africa producers Malihe Razazan, Sharam Agamir, and Khalil Bendib. A big thank you to them for everything that they've done for KPFA and with the show. All of these individuals, I wish them well in their future endeavors. I'm excited for them to pursue other goals in life. And, you know, I've told all of them that we would love to have them back in any capacity at some point in the future if they so choose to. But that being said, I want to wish them all a farewell. And then last but not least, it's an acknowledgement of Jack Foley, host producer for Cover to Cover, who recently passed away. He was a pleasure to work with and talk to, and I'm going to miss his positive mood and his stories. And every once in a while, he would tap at the station, which was fun to watch. And for everyone, Cover to Cover will continue with Javelin Richards. She'll be hosting and producing it Tuesdays at 2 p.m. So it'll be 2 to 2:30 p.m. And then lastly, I just want to let everyone know that we are going to go to a short break for the station. KPFA has a bunch of station holidays that are going to happen from Wednesday, December 24th to Thursday, January 1st to give staff the time and rest that they need and spend quality time with friends and family. There will be a small crew who's going to ensure programming broadcast uninterrupted during the holidays. And there will continue to be news headlines and a 30-minute 6 p.m. news package for our listening audience. The news department will take a break on 2 days, and that's going to be Thursday, December 25th and Thursday, January 1st. Of course, if there's any late-breaking news or anything that needs to be covered, people will come to the station and do that work. But without that, I'm hoping that everyone gets time to rest and come back rejuvenated for 2026. And that is it for my presentation.
Thank you, Antonio. Did anybody have any questions for Antonio? Please raise your hand. And before we get into that, I want to ask Cheryl Davila, please unmute and say your name and that you're here.
Yes, I'm here and I have a question. Security, hold on.
Cheryl,
active exit.
Okay, I think Cheryl dropped off for a minute. Antonio, go ahead with your question. I mean, Anthony, sorry.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Antonio. I have several questions about programming I could pose, but I guess I'll get myself to the one I feel is most critical. And that is, there's a host who's on for multiple hours who I won't name since we're not supposed to name names, but, not very many days ago, he was talking with a guest about Venezuela, which seems to be one of his favorite topics. And he poses the question to the guest, how are you going to get rid of this guy? Referring to President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela. Now, whether you like Maduro or not, it seems to me that behind that question and also the guest's reply was this attitude that U.S. administrations are entitled to get rid of other leaders they don't like, which I find that repulsive and should be anathema to anything that KPFA has been about over the years. So, now granted, we aim to have a spectrum of opinions, but to me, that is way beyond the bounds of what we should be about. I mean, he could just as well be on Fox. So what do you think about that? And I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. And what are your thoughts on that?
So what I would say is that for our host producers, the goal is, and this is a goal for the station, is to build understanding and try to figure out what's going on, what people's opinions are of the situation. I would say that as long as everyone involved is going toward that goal, I think we need to figure out, you know, different ways that people can achieve that in different ways. I'll just say that. If it's something where it is promoting a point of view that's kind of against our values of peace and justice, I think we need to have a conversation about that. And I totally understand that some individuals will ask questions or do it in ways that are very pointed, that may not necessarily be in alignment with our values. And I think in the grand scheme of things, we have to go and have a conversation about that with that individual and find out, okay, what's going on? What are you trying to achieve with the show? And also, is it in alignment with KPFA and Pacifica's values? And that's my opinion on it. I don't know if you had any particular, you know, if you had a particular goal or outcome that you were looking for. But I would say that I know for myself, this organization relies on the diversity of folks in the building, and the diversity of folks that are producing. And what we need to do is have more conversations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would just add that there's a gold mine of material that could be on KPFA that isn't. Some of it's on audio port. Some of it's at the other stations, you know, Code Pink Radio, Chris Hedges show. You know, I could go on and on and on for 10 minutes maybe. So, you know, my opinion is we don't need this character, to put it bluntly. And in fact, we should not have this character on our air. Let him peddle his ideas on Fox.
Okay. So this is really a question time. I'm going to go to Carlos. Carlos, do you have a question?
Order, Carol, that Zach, are you here?
I'm here, yes. I was having a lot of problems. I have a couple things to say. One,
I was asking
you me Carol, if I had questions earlier when I couldn't respond.
No.
One second. I'm Carol, just asking if Zach.
She's talking to Zach Colvier.
I'm sorry.
Zach Colvier is here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Okay.
Can I go now?
Sorry, Cheryl. Yeah.
Was first in order and I wasn't able to.
Please do not get into arguments.
I'm not arguing. I'm just stating.
Please just start your speaking. Go ahead, Cheryl.
I'm so done with the disrespect. But anyway, the point is, I was curious about I heard you said 350K, which is what they were seeking, and on the radio multiple times with different hosts said 300. So what is it? Because that's like a big discrepancy. And then also I agree with Anthony, that person even shouldn't be on KPFA, and then also I was wondering about another host that's on at 7 a.m. and repeats at 10 and is on everything. It's like the voice is always on the radio, especially during this time when you're asking for money or when it just ended yesterday. But anyway, why can't we like make that a little bit diverse instead of having always a same type of person on that all the time? And then there's so many shows that get repeated, and to me, like, I mean sometimes it's okay if I haven't heard it the first time, but when I've heard it 2, 3, 4, 5 times, I mean, that's just like a lot. And I think that should be corrected.
And Cheryl, also, stop for a minute, please. Stop for a minute, please, Cheryl. This is a time for not expressing opinions so much as questions.
Why are these discrepancies and why? Why? That's the question. So, excuse me. And then, you know, the link to this meeting, this is a comment. The link to this meeting should have been a link to bring you into the meeting instead of having to put in all that information. I mean, that was annoying because you can't go back and forth between the agenda because you click on the agenda and then you can't go back to it. So it's like that was extremely annoying, and it would be nice to have a direct link to get into the meeting. Thank you.
Antonia, what I'd like to do is take a number of questions. Would you prefer to do question by question or a number of questions and then for you to answer them all?
You mean like from each individual? Like,
yeah. So I'd take the questions and then what's your preference?
I can answer each individual's questions. The only thing is that if it is like 3 or 4 questions, it's hard for me to track. So I kind of need to just maybe just take one at a time.
Notes.
So what we'll do is I'm going to ask people to just ask one question and we are running beyond our time on the, and I'm also going to ask people to keep their questions to 1 minute. Thank you. Okay, Carlos, go ahead.
Just wanted to congratulate Antonio for reaching out to other organizations like the Pacific. I can't remember the name, these people that help individuals with disability, or for the news to reach out. I think it was a community college in L.A. Or a city college. I think it's a great idea. Congratulations. My question is, can they reach out also to a city college here in the Bay Area? So we would have coverage both in the LA area, but also in the Bay Area. I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Carlos. So what I'll say is that there are already conversations that have happened, with, community colleges. So in the past, we went to City College of Berkeley. To get, or Berkeley City College, to get some interns for a social media program. And we were doing that through REAP, which was, LEAP, the Learning Employment Aligned Program. So they got some paid work at the station. The problem with, I'll just give you a problem that has plagued me for any and all types of collaborations. Really what it is like reaching out to either the schools or the nonprofits. And then the second thing is whether they have the capacity to be able to do a program with us at the time. And on top of it, if there's funding, most of the folks who come in, if they're part of a school, then they can get college credit. But anything outside of that, they have to get paid employment, a paid internship through KPFA. And unfortunately for us, we can't pay that wage. So a lot of it is with these nonprofits that get funding elsewhere so that these individuals can get paid work at the station. It's been my work and also now Lauren Schmidt's work to try to find those connections. But just know that, you know, we reached out to Laney College to see if that worked, but sometimes communication doesn't happen as fast as we'd like it. I've been in communication with some nonprofits that serve youth in the Bay Area to try to do a kids show, but a lot of them really didn't have the staffing to do the heavy lifting of putting together a podcast on a weekly basis, except for a few. So just know that it's going to take a long time to try to build those relationships, but it does. It's my goal to have more people coming in and getting training at the station.
It's a great approach. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for saying what you're saying, because in the end, it's a good reminder how important it is to do this type of work.
Yeah.
But also it just takes time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good. Thank you. Virginia, what is your question?
I was a little confused about the payment, even now. And I kind of have two, but they're related. Maybe it can be condensed into one question. So I think I understand that Pacific Community Group had their own funding, and so that helped. But, and I also just don't understand why there can't, if there were volunteers that had their own set up very clearly lined out, might you take something like that wasn't connected with a community group? Thank you.
I would say that if someone wanted to volunteer their time, it's all a possibility. I'll just say that. The exchange that KPFA has with these nonprofits, where we are the host agency site, means that we have to provide, and rightly so, provide mentorship and training. And I'll just say for individuals, so in this instance, me as a general manager are meeting with these individuals an hour a day for 3 days a week. And then this is just one out of two programs that we have right now. So if you could imagine, for me, I only have a certain amount of time that I could dedicate to this without it interrupting my daily work schedule. And so I think in the end, it's all possible. It's just about the staffing and whether the staffing can support it. Because it will take time. And I'll just say this, that there are some individuals that think, okay, we bring somebody in, we train them once, and they're off running. They can do whatever they need to do for the station. The question that I always ask folks is, what happens when there is an issue between two volunteers Or what happens when there's an issue between an employee and a volunteer? Or what happens when there's an issue between two colleagues, right? Someone needs to be there to be able to figure out what's going on, what's the problem, where's the misunderstanding? And it happens all the time. And it's just human nature. We're all communicating with each other through either text, through Slack, through email. Things get misunderstood. And I find that a lot of times I, as a general manager, have to go back and bring everyone together. Sometimes it's really, you know, people are upset of what happened or what didn't happen. And it takes a lot of time to kind of build that understanding. So what I want to say is like, we can do it. The question is whether we have the people power to do it. And right now we're in a position where I've started to see the station grow in different ways where new people can come in, get support and feel like they're going to be able to succeed. Cause I think, Virginia, the biggest concern that I have is I wouldn't like somebody to come in and then they have this one training and then they're kind of left on their own. Cause a lot of times people feel like they have been set up not for success. And my hope is that there's going to be constant communication with folks and it has to happen. Like if someone was coming to volunteer, I was their lead, I need to be able to check in with them every week if they're coming once a week or every month if they're doing something once a month. I don't think it's ideal to just have a meeting less than once a year. Like sometimes that happens with folks where they come in, they have a system in place and they're going. And, you know, and I do my best to check in with every single person that I can, but it is challenging, being one person. So with all of this restructuring with the management department, having new leaders in each department, I've noticed that for the development team, the engineering team, the news department, it's changed dramatically. Like people there's been less, issues that have been brought to my attention. Right now, the next step is the programming department because the programming department is so large. We have 80 to 90 shows. There's just no way for one person to be able to serve the needs of everybody there, you know, and I want to say that I acknowledge everyone's accomplishments for doing what they can do with the limited resources, the limited time, the limited access to people at the station for training. So they're doing a fabulous job, but I think we can do a lot better. And it's been a conversation that I've had with Jose that we need to kind of figure out a way where we can start checking in with folks on a consistent basis. What is it that you need? And on top of it, to answer, the same questions that Cheryl and Anthony brought up is that there are concerns about what you are producing. We need to have a conversation with you about it and let's talk about here are the concerns and let's talk about it, right? And I think that is, I'm very confident that we're going to be going toward that direction and my hope is that you all will hear it on the radio. Like you'll feel it and you'll hear it on the radio. But right now it's one of those instances where I have to remind folks, it's probably going to take a little bit of time, but we're moving that direction. I've already kind of cleaned up three departments and that took since 2022. And so now I'm in a position where it's like, okay, I've got to tackle the big one, which is the programming department, right? And my whole hope is to support everyone so they can be as successful as possible. But I also want them to understand that the station has a set of values and a mission that we all need to, you know, if you are part of this team, then you are agreeing to this mission. And we all have to be on the same page about that. And if there's any misunderstanding, we need to talk about that. What does that mean, right? How are we how was each person misunderstanding the mission of KPFA and Pacifica? So there's not going to be a quick solution to it, but it's going to be a lot of meetings, really. A lot of meetings and a lot of talking, so.
Thank you, Antonio.
And point of order, it looks like Fred Dodsworth is here, AKA Linda.
Yeah, Fred, can you say?
Hi, Fred Dodsworth is here.
All right. Yeah, thanks
for changing your name.
Excuse me, can Antonio address my statements and questions? Thank you.
Cheryl, I believe that Antonio did.
He did not. You went straight to the next person and he did not say anything.
Well, one thing I want to say is that for the first one, I was mistaken. I put 350, it was 300,000, for the goal for the holiday drive. And then to the answer the other question, which I can't remember exactly what it is, but it was all about programming. What I said, when I was, answering Virginia's question about volunteer and being able to support that, I touched up on it that we have to have more conversations with the programmers, and I have to have a conversation with the program director to talk about how we can work in the programming department to have those conversations and to kind of figure out what's going on, what's not happening, what is the station's and Pacifica's mission and values, and if there's any disconnect with a program, we need to have those conversations. But this is going to be department-wide. I don't want to be in a position where we're not communicating with all the programmers. So it's something that needs to happen.
Good. Okay. I just want to say that questions to the general and interim general manager is just for board members. Go ahead, Steve Kukala.
Yeah. Hi. I really enjoyed this morning's radio programming. And you were talking about development. And I think it reflected that, you know, Music to the World, they're growing into their own. I think they really are, owning it. And, so I'm hoping that, you know, it's unfortunate we have these retirements, but it's also like an opportunity. And I'm really excited to see and hear some of the, new programmers, take ownership and creativity. It's really nice. I guess that's associated with development. You're developing, personnel, and I don't know if you have any other, new programmers coming on and you're going to support them, but, music programmers, I'm more or less interested in music programming. Good job. Thanks.
Steve, did you have a question?
Yeah. Are we developing new music programmers?
So Steve, what I'll say is that I'm in conversation with Jose as well as with Mike Biggs about how to get, new folks into the station or to the station. The challenge that we're going to face is, well, I'll tell you my goal. One of my goals is to have a very dedicated time in the year or two times in the year where we provide training. We've been in a situation where people come in at differing times, and that's fine. It's been working the way it's been working, but there's information that gets missed because people are dealing with different things that are happening at that month or whatnot. What I would love to do is I would like to have dedicated, like 2 months dedicated to, this is going to be our training. Anyone who's new coming in will get trained at KPFA to know about what our standards are, how to use our equipment, how to use our tools, sign agreements of like, what is it that you're doing at the station and what are you agreeing to and what can the station provide you in terms of support so that you can be successful? So I would love to do that so that staff aren't in a situation where they're being pulled away from what they have to do on a day in and day out to train somebody new. It just takes a lot of time. And then what happens currently is that people get trained and then all of a sudden, and I've heard this from the news interns in the past where they get trained. The fabulous thing is that they learn how to do it right then and there. If they didn't know how to connect to a mute box or whatnot to get an audio recording, they're going to learn on the job. Right. But, and so those interns have told me, and I've heard it many a times, that they really learn how to be independent. They learn how to make it happen, right? To get it done. But one thing that a lot of folks have said is that it's the weekly support and the weekly mentorship that they wish could happen. And once we started doing more trainings, a lot of folks would tell me that they were really excited and happy about it and that they had wished that it happened more. And so that's something that I know is something that is needed. Going back to trying to attract new folks to the station. The other thing that Jose and I have been talking about is how to utilize Area 94.1 to get folks the experience and access to create programming at KPFA. I have met a few folks that are working on their own podcasts, are able to get funding in their own way to create their episodes. And this is outside of KPFA. And when there had been conversations about, is there a way for us to connect with each other and for them to potentially, be on KPFA? When I talk to them, it's about Area 94.1. I'm not in the position where I'm saying you're going to come in and replace a show, because that's not my mindset. My mindset in these conversations are, first getting to know them. How are you doing? And the second one is, how are you able to do this on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis? And I think most folks, when they go into podcasting and creating, creating content, there's a passion behind it, and it's wonderful to see their faces light up, that they're excited to share these topics. But when I ask them, there's going to be a point where if you do get asked to come and share that on the radio, you're going to have to do that every single week. And for a lot of them, it becomes this look of it's daunting, right? Cause they can plan ahead and they can do multiple episodes, but maybe they can plan 10 to 13 episodes. But the idea of doing 52 episodes a year, volunteering their time to do it, pauses a lot of folks. And I understand that, right? And a lot of folks have come to me at some point and will say, well, knowing that KPFA's model, I'd like to know, like, is there a way for us to get paid? And I have to tell them, I'm sorry, the model that we have is that we only have a few that do a daily show, but for the majority of everyone, I'll say anyone who's not doing a daily show, essentially you're volunteering your time. And it's, you know, it's getting the access to KPFA, as long as you're, you know, in alignment with our values, of course. And that tends to kind of stop those conversations. So it's kind of unfortunate, but it is what it is. And as long as we keep putting out there that we're looking for new talent, new shows, the hope is that, you know, they'll come and some will stick, right? But the biggest challenge is that if they're not getting any pay out of it, it's likely not going to happen. You know, and I think for us, I do love the idea that if you really believe in it and you don't want to be beholden to any entity of what you're saying, and you want to be fully independent, you know, it's great to have those folks who can volunteer their time to do that. I think realistically, a lot of folks who we want to have on the air don't have the resources to do it for free. You know, they just need to, you know, even if they're not getting, it's, even though it's not paying their rent on a monthly basis, they need to get something out of it. And that's just the reality of it. I've talked to nonprofits that go to train youth, and I wanted to bring them in. And even for them, it's like, yes, they're under 18, but they need a stipend. You know, their families live outside of the Bay Area. They've been forced to live outside the Bay Area. So how would we pay for them to get gas money so that their parents can bring them to the station? You know, it's sad, the reality of it. So the hope is that, you know, maybe one day we can get a stipend for those individuals, but I don't know how that's going to happen. And right now I'm just open to hearing different ideas, because one of those ideas will stick and will work. But so far the ideas that have been presented have been kind of like utilizing the resources that we already have from our listener funded model to support that. And we're not in a place where we're making so much more extra money to be able to do that. So I've been asking my team, like, that means you might have to find grants, or that might mean you have to do a collaboration with a nonprofit that can get that funding, right? And we do it together. And I think the collaborations are going to be the way to go, because I believe that we're going to be stronger having those relationships with other nonprofits.
Thank you, Antonio. Okay, Fred, did you have your hand up or not? You're muted.
I was just saying that as a professional reporter, I was required to do 3 stories a day, 5 days to 6 days a week. And, the current pay for reporters is pathetic. It's, you know, it's really, really low. That said, if you have any interest in poetry, I have some connections. I knew Jack Foley well, and I'm sorry to hear that he's gone, but I work with him, and,
if that is a niche that you're seeking to fill, it's possible to possibly get some funding that could be used from the Poetry Foundation.
So, is your question to Antonio, did you have a question?
The question, it was an offer more than a question. It was like, if you're interested in doing it, I'm happy to work with you to seek both somebody who's willing to put it on air or somebody who's willing to coordinate a number of poets to come on air and funding from the Poetry Foundation.
Could you send an email to, what's the best way to go so that we get it?
Jose, maybe?
Maybe Jose. Yeah, could you send a message to Jose, an email to Jose? Do you have Jose's email?
I don't think I do, but I can get it pretty easy.
Could you send it to the chair of the board and she can forward it?
Send it to, yeah.
Or the secretary, one of them can forward it. The reason I don't want to bring up emails is that I've...
I understand.
Yeah, like I think the other thing is that recently there's been issues with someone pretending to be me.
Oh my God.
So, you know, not sharing emails out there where people...
And Antonio, I understand, celebrate, and share your issues. I've had people that pretend to be me. It's not fun.
But going back to the news reporters, I would love to be able to raise that, that pay if possible. So I do understand the challenges with, what the amount is for, especially if you're in the Bay Area. So, you know, it's not lost on me that, you know, it could be better. I'll just say that.
It sure could be. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for your questions. And thank you, Antonio, for, your in-depth reporting. And now we'll go to the next item of the agenda, which is, was there any, PMB directors who have a report? Fred, you know, we could not read the, I forwarded to the board a link and it was fuzzy and small. I wonder if it's possible to get the Pacific ED report, financial report, or Steve, if you could send it to us, to send it to Candace and she will send it out because the form that we got it in, it didn't work.
Okay, I will do what I can. We are moving into the holidays and I'm thinking that people are going to be a little distracted. I will say this as the chair of the finance committee that we are actually holding all of the five terrestrial stations and the national board and the archives accountable. And they are turning in, sometimes reluctantly accurate figures. And we are essentially in terms of cash flow, we are basically bankrupt. But in terms of where we were a year ago or 5 years ago, we're doing extremely well. For a long time, the entire network depended upon the money raised by Pacifica at KPFA. And we are now seeing KPFT is carrying their weight. KPFW or WPFW is close and WBAI is finally after 20 years looking like it's going to be a successful station once again.
Hallelujah.
Indeed. And a lot of that has to do with holding people accountable to not accepting when you know things are not correct and not accepting entitlement and, a sense of authority that is not warranted.
Thank you. Zach, did you have anything you wanted to add as a PMB director?
No. I put together a detailed kind of list of, I think, highlights and accomplishments of the last 3 years that back up what Fred is saying. I'll save that for another time. But I think there's a lot of good information there. I think that would, again, just back up what Fred said in a lot of specifics, but I can share that with the group if people want that.
I would highly recommend that, Zach. Your analysis is excellent. Your clarity is fabulous and the optimism and the expectations are really good.
please send it to the secretary or the chair so they can distribute.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna ask people, don't speak out. Please raise your hand. I need to call on Steve. Did you have a point of order, or were you able to send that report?
I can send that report, and I will send it to the secretary, right?
Yeah, please. Thanks.
And I did have a question for the directors. Their last meeting wasn't streamed, and I wasn't able, or I mean, it was streamed, but the recording was never posted, and I was out of town. I couldn't listen to it, and I haven't been able to listen to the recording. I'd like to. If somebody can look into that, I'd appreciate it.
Is it that it was not posted on KPFTX?
Right.
Would you like me to respond?
Go ahead, Fred.
Our recordings are done by Otis, and Otis was not available, unfortunately. I do know that Julie did record it, and I think you have Julie's email, Steve. You could reach out to her and see if she can send you a copy of the recording.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on. Anything else? Any other Pacifica National Board reports? Okay. So what I would like to do now is move on to our elections, and again to thank Mark Van Landwit and Philip Muldery, who termed out in December 12th. So they have completed their 6 years, and unfortunately will not be able to vote in this upcoming election because you termed out and are no longer on the board. But we are so grateful for you being here and for all your service. So, Candace, I want to ask you to read the names of the people who have been nominated so far. Go ahead, Candace. Candace, you're muted. Candace, you're muted.
Just a sec, because I have to go back to this other page to get the names. For the candidates of listener candidates, we have Nunu Kidani, Pathma Vinasathambi. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. Phoebe Ann Thomas-Sorgan. And for the local station board staff candidate, we have Colleen Mast.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations for staff candidate? Hearing none, are there any other nominations for listener candidate? Hearing none, we'll go ahead, and I'd like to ask each of the people who were nominated to do a 1 minute presentation. And Michael Chen, can you let them know after they've hit the 1 minute mark? There was a request for the nominators to be able to speak to the nominations. I looked it up in Robert's Rules of Order, the bylaws, and also there was nothing to permit that nominator's speeches, and it is not the custom of this board. I think the reason is that if one person is speaking, then we would need to open it up for everyone. So that being said, I'd like to go ahead and, Candace, will you please call on the people in the order that the nominations were received?
A point of order.
What's your point of order, Cheryl?
Is it, 1 minute isn't enough. Can we do 2 minutes?
Let's see, Cheryl is making a, Cheryl, are you making a motion? Is that a motion? Well, let me just see. Yes. How about if we do 90 seconds, we do 90 seconds per person?
I second that.
Okay. So are there any objections to 90 seconds? Okay, so go ahead, and Michael, will you time for 90 seconds, please? And Candace, please read the name of the first person.
Nunu Kidani.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Nunu.
Okay, thank you so much for inviting me into this space. I feel honored, really pleased to be considered to join the board. I have been involved with KPFA for as long as I can remember. I'm an immigrant, born in Ethiopia, and have been in this country for over 40 years. And KPFA has been my home from the beginning. I remember when it was a small station on Shattuck Avenue, passing, walking by. But my first encounter was in the 90s when the shutdown happened, and I met in person so many people whose voices I'd only heard on the radio. So I go way back with KPFA, and I respect the people that I have known over many, many years. So a little bit about myself. As I said, I'm an immigrant. I have been in this country for many years. I have been a leader, or rather an executive director, of a nonprofit for maybe about 30 something years, and founded a number of different organizations. So I think I have the skills, that I can bring, particularly I'm told with the fundraising, but in any other capacity. So I'm happy to be here, answer any questions or clarify anything that may not have been clear.
Thank you, Nunu. Who's next? Candace?
Padma Vinasithambi.
I have a statement from Padma.
Oh, thank you, Virginia. That's fine. Go ahead and read it.
Okay, let me find it, because he is in Malaysia traveling.
It's fine to read a statement.
Okay, sorry. Let me find it. Great.
You want us to come back to you?
I just got it. He's worked. Can you hear me?
Yes.
He's worked with KPFA management for the California Historical Radio Society's Radio Day by the Bay, which was heavily promoted on KPFA. He has technical skills in that area of radio, broadcasting and repair, and he also has computer skills, many computer technical skills. He has infinite patience in his computer area. He has many skills in coding, designing, troubleshooting, analysis, creating solutions using audio software, and creating podcasts and visual online content. He's prominent in Jewish Voice for Peace. He's a very hardworking, dedicated member of that group, and I'm sure he'd be a great addition to the board. Thanks.
Thank you. Who's next?
The next listener candidate is Phoebe Ann Thomas Sorgan.
Hello. Hi there. I'm a lifelong peace activist who served on the LSB for a couple of years, ending in 2008. My son's very first protest was to save KPFA in the 90s. I'm grateful to KPFA for steadfastly educating and motivating listeners to create a better world. Thanks to all of you for being here and doing what you can. I envision supporters uniting in creative ways to recruit, grow our name recognition and membership, and fundraise so KPFA will thrive long term. I know many of you in both factions, and I know you are well-intentioned. Though disagreements, frustration, and disappointments are inevitable, our mission is noble. We must remember that. Let's assume good intentions, collaborate productively, and communicate respectfully. Pacifica's mission statement states, quote, engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding.
15 seconds.
Between nations. Okay, I'll skip all of that and just point out that my 10 years on Berkeley commissions, for which I was named Outstanding Woman of Berkeley, 30 years on the BFUU Social Justice Committee, etc., reflect the Pacifica mission, which is in alignment with my own life mission, as well as with UU principles, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. It's important to have lofty goals. May we work together to make KPFA grow and thrive. I agree with the general manager Antonio's suggestion to slow
Please
down.
Please finish up.
Be present and be clear in communicating. Thank you.
Thank you, Phoebe. And go ahead, Candace.
Yeah, and last we have the staff candidate, just one, Colleen Mast.
Hi. I'm a staff KPFA staff member running for the KPFA local station board, and I'll just give a little statement on some of the things I've been involved with KPFA lately. I've worked as a receptionist answering emails and questions about the station from listeners and sending emails to the appropriate people. And I've been doing research on podcasts, rating them on measures conducive to KPFA values and of hopeful future listeners, trying to bring in more people. And I've actively supported making the KPFA building a historical landmark, attending several meetings with the group that decides the status of it. I volunteered in many KPFA events, helping to build membership for the station throughout outreach, and look forward to many more of that. I'm already on schedule for doing that. Of special interest to me today is reaching people who don't know about KPFA, partly due to the changing ways we view media. And I want to let people know that KPFA is on air, on podcasts, online, on social media platforms, with independent reporting on urgent issues, many of interest to youth and diverse communities, and bringing in more people from there. I want to let people know that KPFA is an emergency alert station, providing community resources amidst environmental disasters. We need to make sure that KPFA is strong and there for the future, and so please vote for me as KPFA staff member and for Nunu Kidani as the listener member. Thank you so much. Great to be here and listen to all of you. Hope for more of that.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Candace, you have a list of everyone present?
I think so. I just want to make sure that nobody joined late. Kathy Pico, Philip Malt, well, we don't worry about that. Rabab, Kathy or Rabab, have you joined? Nope.
Okay, right now, in the next few minutes, as Candace puts together the ballot, she will send the ballot, and you will get a ballot by email to your designated KPFA local station board address. Please vote, and we can take a few minutes for you to check your ballots and check your emails and go ahead and vote. While Candace is setting that up, I want to go on to a couple other issues. But let me just say that ballots must be received at the latest by 3 o'clock today, so to be counted. So, but if you can vote by the end of the meeting and we have the ballots closing, we may be able to announce it by the end of the meeting. Any questions about voting right now? Raise your hand if you're having trouble. Or you have a question. Carlos, question about voting.
Just to make sure I understand, it's we vote for only one listener candidate and only one staff candidate. Am I right?
You may rank. So, but you you may vote for one listener and one staff. But if you wish to rank them, I believe that's possible. Is that true, Candace? But the most important thing is that you put your top preference first. This is instant runoff voting.
Oh, you know, I'm looking at the ballot and it, for some reason, changed things. I'm going to go back to the ballot and resend it to you. So please ignore the first one because Colleen's name isn't even on the staff. I'm not sure why that is. Sorry about that. Let me go back. Stop voting. Golly, I don't know why that would happen.
I have a question.
Go ahead with your question, Cheryl.
So this is ranked choice voting?
Yes. So that means you can rank.
I understand what it means. Thank you.
Yes.
Point of order?
What's your point?
That no ballots be accepted that arrived prior to 12:25.
Okay. Thank you. No ballots will be accepted that arrived prior to 12:25.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. I am really not sure why that would happen. It all looked right.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
I just looked at the ballot and it says it's already closed. I assume that's for the ballot that she sent out earlier.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying, that there's something wrong with it. I don't know why it didn't put Colleen's name on there. And I don't know.
I couldn't even open it to see what was on it.
I voted easily for both candidates that I wanted.
Okay, well, I'm going to send it out again.
Zach, were you able to see Colleen's name?
Yes.
Oh, on my ballot, it didn't show. Okay, I'll just resend it again. I made a new ballot, and I'm going to send it again.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
Maybe it didn't put Colleen because she's the only candidate.
I don't know.
Okay. Or maybe we didn't scroll down right. All right.
Well, Steve had it on his, and I didn't have it on mine.
Is a point of order, Zach, is the one that you received, Steve said he completed his. Is that one that's not going to be?
Yeah, we're not going to count it twice.
Yeah, great. I just want to verify.
Because it's a separate ballot.
So if you Zach, if you already voted, please vote. Can you tell who voted?
Just a sec. Okay, now the ballot looks correct. Can I tell who voted? Just one sec.
If you voted before 12:25, that is closed and will not be counted. So this is a new ballot. Please vote on the new ballot that came in an email.
Point of order.
At 12:26.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Fred.
I did get the ballot. It was correct, and I have voted.
On the second ballot or the first?
I got the 12:26 ballot.
Thank you.
Point of order. I don't see any sent to me. What is the email address you have for me?
Oh, Candace, you will not be able to vote because you're not on the board yet.
Oh, well, darn it. I was counting on my vote.
Okay, Virginia, I've had my hand up.
Go ahead, Virginia.
Okay, just to make sure some people, that everybody understands this, is there going to be a clearly shown how we put a password in or something like that to
no.
make up our own password to know so we can vote anonymously or how to, I just want to make sure everybody understands how to do it.
Okay, so I am on my ballot right now. I've opened it and I'm looking and I see local station board listener candidates. I can select the person who I wish to vote for. And it goes under number one. Then if I wish to add a number two or a number three, I can do that. Your number one vote will count. And then if there is a tie or there aren't enough number one majority, then it will go into dividing up the other votes. Okay. And then for the, I'm scrolling down to staff candidates and there's only one name. So if I wish to vote on that one, I can click and then I can submit my ballot. Does that answer your question, Virginia? And then I go to vote and then I go to confirm.
Okay, I see the ballot and I'm ready to push vote and then I'll push confirm. But so it doesn't trace who's voting, I guess, right? It's anonymous.
It's anonymous who you voted for.
All right, great.
It's anonymous who you voted for. It is not anonymous. I believe Candace will have a list of who has not voted.
Yeah, it looks like I'll have names of people who voted. I don't know that it shows how you voted, but
it doesn't show how you voted. It only shows that you voted.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay. So, we are at 12:30. So I think we need to go into public comments. I have a couple other things. For the meeting for the local station board report, but maybe we'll have a little time after public comments. Sherry Gendelman, do you have a point of order?
I don't have a point of order. I just wanted to acknowledge the passing of Barbara Lubin, who was the creator of the Middle East Children's Alliance and who was helped keep Pacifica alive during the first part of this century.
Thank you, Sherry. Steve Kukala, did you have a point of order?
I just want to advise the public that there's been a problem with Zoom bombing. It's also why you had to log in and give some information. However, if you have children or other people in the room, you might not want to have your display open to them. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. I am seeing Sheila Hamanaka. You have your hand raised. Go ahead, Sheila. Welcome to public comments.
Thank you. How much time do we have?
You have 90 seconds, Sheila. And again, the rules for this meeting is no false accusations, no personal attacks on individuals or slates. Thank you.
Are we allowed to name programs that we have problems with?
You could speak about a program, but do not please talk about individuals.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, let me start this. I'm a little disturbed to watch this election going on for board members of the KPFA LSB. I thought there was a listener election and that there were runners up who would be seated. That's always been the tradition. And it seems to me like democracy. And we should be, especially in this particular era, encouraging more democracy, not less. And I've got to say it's really shocking. And I disagree with it completely. And, I attended a town hall of WPFW, which was great. But I was very disturbed that somebody from the national board appeared and sort of misrepresented the what's been going on in the network, sort of implying firmly that, New Day Pacifica had won the last referendum, which was not true. And in case folks haven't heard, I have very good news, which is that, there was supposedly a settlement which brought the New Day bylaws into existence. I'm proud to say that some people at WBAI have challenged that and were initially not allowed to be interveners in the case, but 15 now seconds. They've been allowed. So congratulations to them. Look forward to that, to a real debate on that. And let me throw in my 15 seconds that I object to background briefing. Not only are they advocating regime change in Venezuela, but they did the same thing for Iran. Regime change. And I do hope that.
Thank you. Sheila, your time is up. So, I am not seeing any other raised hands.
My hand is raised.
Oh, go ahead.
I would like to say that having the voting before the listener comments is disrespectful to allowing listeners to weigh in. And I hope that people will vote for whoever the rightful runner-up was, since the new bylaws are illegal and are going to get overturned, hopefully, by the people intervening.
Thank you. Sheila, I see your hand is raised. You have an additional minute.
You are muted.
Tell her.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was going to say, as I was saying before about the background briefing, I do agree with your board member, Anthony Fest. I'm really glad that he brought that up. And Pacifica really has to follow its mission. I mean, this is a program that's on like 9 hours a week or something incredible like that at a time when, Asian representation on the board and in programming is like virtually nothing in an area that is one third Asian. So when I hold up a sign like this, I'm referring to structural racism. I'm not talking about, oh, you know, people on the board have used the N-word, et cetera. I'm talking about good old-fashioned structural racism. And again, I hope I am not censored for having a picture.
Next one is Darlene Pagano.
I was glad to hear the interim general manager's report as someone who's not involved in any governance or any governance this past year since I termed out at the end of 2024. There's been, I would say an energy change at KPFA. Perhaps I'm just having more time to listen to KPFA or I have more of a critical ear, but for all of the disappointments there might be about people who have left or also people whom we have lost, the shifting around and the new programs being tried out is great. And I'm also, even though the full amount of the current fund drive hasn't been met yet, the response from listeners this past year has been really affirming.
15 seconds.
Gives me a lot of hope, and I am I'm more jazzed up about KPFA than I have been more recently. So I just want to give kudos to the building up of the station.
Thank you. I'm not seeing any other hands. Sherry Gendelman, did you have a point of order? Your hand is still
up. I didn't put my hand down. Will do that now.
Legacy. Okay.
I have a point of order, Carol.
Daniel.
For people that haven't voted, and I just want to make sure that they got the ballot.
Okay, let's take a moment for that. Go ahead.
My hand is up.
Cheryl Davila, Anthony Fest.
Christine. We have until 3 o'clock. I haven't checked it. I'm in this meeting.
Thank you. Okay.
Christina Huggins.
My hand is up for listener comments.
Daniel Borstrom's hand has been up for a while.
Please do, I'm going to ask everybody, please do not just call out. Okay. I can see the hands. We just have to do one thing at a time. Okay. So let's, because it gets really confusing when a lot of people are just yelling out. So, Candace, were you finished? You wanted to.
I just wanted to make sure that people weren't having problems voting, that you're just waiting till after the meeting, or if you actually did not get the ballot, the one at 12:26.
Thank you. If you did not get the ballot, that's fine. I mean, if you did not get the ballot, let us know, and raise your hand and we'll recognize you to speak on that. Thank you. Okay, Daniel, go ahead.
Thank you. Daniel here. Yes, I just want to remind everyone, I think everyone knows that this station, this network was founded by pacifists, and that I'm pretty disturbed when I hear people on the air talking in favor of regime change, in support of NATO, in support of military actions, U.S. military actions in general, or anywhere. Myself, I was 4 years in the U.S. Marine Corps. I did believe in it then. I think it's important to be rock solid anti-war. I want to point out that American soldiers, sailors, GIs do die not only in the wars, but after they come back. I know of, anecdotally speaking, I know of about at least five persons whom I knew who came back and died before their time. That's from Vietnam. This stuff is, people don't just die in these wars. They die after them because of them. Because of them. So I would like, again, to sum it up, I'd like to not hear promotions of regime change, support for, I would like to not hear promotions of NATO, any of that pro-military stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. Eleanor Elizabeth, 60 seconds.
I'd like to know if anybody knows who the proper runner-up is, maybe Anthony Fest or somebody else on the board.
Eleanor, can I stop you for 1 minute? Are you a board member?
No.
Oh, okay. At WBAI?
That's irrelevant.
It is one of the rules of our meeting that we want to hear from the public, so we do
not. I am a member of the public.
So, Eleanor, you're not recognized to speak at this time. If you are a WBAI or a board member at another station. Okay, the next person is, can you read that name there, Candace, for me? The person with their hand up.
Lynette,
are you a board member? Are you a board member?
No.
Okay, at another station. Oh, good.
I'm a listener for like 2/3 of my natural born life, no matter where I was in the country. And I love the station. I wish that it was promoting more peace. I wish there was more coverage of demonstrations in the street like the old days. And I also wish that you board members would be more harmonic and cohesive towards each other. I don't know where you guys got that attitude from, but it's not good and it's not progressive. And I look at us as one people, one love, and one community. And I say, community, C-O-M-E, capital U-N-I-T-Y. Thank you very much. God bless and happy holidays.
Thank you. Not seeing any other hands, I'm going to ask, going back to Pacifica National Board reports, Zach Calvier sent, he sent me, Zach, you sent your statement, and I would like to, there was some confusion by some of the people, I believe from some of the other stations about the bylaws, and I want to ask you to go ahead and read what you sent out to try and clarify that we are working under the new bylaws, that under the new bylaws, the vacancies are filled by board elections, and that so Zach, are you able to go ahead and read your statement that you wrote?
Well, what I sent was a detailed breakdown of all the things that happened in the last 2 years, particularly some of the financial pieces of the puzzle, from loans and all that being paid off and buildings being sold, and the bylaws being one piece of that, but I don't have my bylaws specific statement in front of me.
No, can you just read your Pacifica National Board key accomplishments part two, past 2 years?
I can. It's like 2 pages long though, you know? And it's a lot of I can if you want me to.
In the email, it doesn't look like it's too long. I think it's really important information.
And Zach, I didn't get the email.
I mean, I sent it to Candace.
Oh, maybe my personal email.
Yeah, and Carol and Christina, just to start. But I mean, so I guess I can do it if you want me to go. I'll try to go quickly. So I broke it into 8 parts. I said part one is about pulling back Pacifica from the financial cliff. And that goes to some of Fred's points. Early in 2022, we were cash insolvent, and facing bankruptcy, possible bankruptcy. So we had sought advice from 3 bankruptcy attorneys, all warned that bankruptcy would be costly and result of loss of control. So we went, we pursued out of court restructuring to stabilize finances. Some of the progress, $2 million in SBA loans fully paid off. The FJC loan reduced from $3.3 million to under $2 million. And payables cut from $1.2 million to $500K. Then there's necessary stabilization measures. We sold multiple buildings, including the KPFA building. Implemented layoffs and cost controls after the sudden loss of NEDA. National administrative staff was reduced from under 30 to 2. The financial systems were rebuilt internally. We have two GM positions transitioned from paid to volunteer roles, and we have new management at 4 of the 5 stations. Part 3 is bringing back Pacifica into FCC compliance. That's a key component in all this. So we responded to the FCC enforcement action in the past 2 years. That included a $25,000 fine, which had a threat of an additional $250K. So this binding FCC compliance agreement required governance, programming, and management reforms. We've been doing that. We ended years of costly litigation. So in 2025, the board accepted court-directed mediation to end 4 years of expensive destabilizing litigation. This preserved resources, reduced reputational harm, and allowed leadership to refocus on our mission rather than lawsuits. Part five is passing the new bylaws and strengthening governance. So we successfully adopted, despite claims to the contrary, new bylaws. This was approved by courts, attorneys, both sides of the mediation, and on down the line, addressing concerns raised by the California AG as far back as 2017 about how we run things here. So now we're in compliance there. These reforms include smaller, more functional boards, clearer roles and responsibilities, and more transparent and democratic elections. This was a major breakthrough after years of stalemate. Part six, protected and expanded Pacifica's legacy assets. So we merged the archive division into the national office. We secured a landmark agreement with the Library of Congress to digitize 20,000 archived items per year via grant funding, preserving Pacifica's history, making it more accessible. Part seven, there's only eight parts, so we're almost there. We rebuilt national and network capacity. So we've strengthened collaboration across the five stations and a network of 215 affiliates nationwide and abroad. And I think this is highlighted by successful and collaborative coverage of the 2024 party conventions and elections. And then the No Kings protests in 2025 stand out as this new strategy of investigative reporting, having reporters on the site. Especially when political actions are being taken. And this also, I think, illustrates our ability to operate as a coordinated national media network again, which I think has to be our calling card going forward. And finally, position Pacifica for the next phase, and that is help all stations achieve self-sufficiency. Three currently are not. Two, stop the financial, reputational, and talent drain caused by internal warfare, and three, to refocus energy on programming, growth, and relevance, especially reaching younger audiences. So I think we're in a far stronger position than 2 years ago, and I think you can see that in all these areas, financially, legally, and structurally. But our long-term survival depends on excellent programming, growing listenership, and strong membership support, and programmers and local stations will be central to that future. Okay, that's it.
Thank you. Thank you for that very detailed and really important report. And I want to thank all of our Pacifica National Board directors for their work and dedication. So I have for the local station board report, I want to say that Pacifica's governance committee has been gathering information from all of the stations about what outreach they're doing. And as our transition into the new bylaws, the local station boards will be focusing on outreach, fundraising, and some community needs assessment. So part of the outreach, we'll be talking about that more at the next board meeting, but I can just say that some of the materials are distributed by volunteers and staff. Program guides, bookmarks, flyers are produced by volunteers with staff support, and that includes materials with QR codes, banners, posters, stickers, bumper stickers, car donations, bookmarks, and those are contracted by the station. There are special promotional merchandise distributed online through fund drives like t-shirts, hats, socks, sweatshirts, pins, tote bags, and the KPFA calendar. Social media outreach is done by the interim program director and can be shared. Outreach is done at co-sponsored events and KPFA events. KPFA is on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and TV. KPFA does regular listener surveys, sends out mail solicitations, does five fund drives per year, had the music town hall and distributed a lot of bookmarks on campus at street festivals and No Kings Day events. KPFA volunteers and staff do art outreach at community events like the annual Bioneers Conference and music festivals and the First Fridays DJ event. So that is a short report on outreach. I want to bring up, before we go into announcements, a question for board members to be thinking about. The board meetings have always been on Saturdays for a long time, starting at 11 o'clock. And there have been concerns from people that that is a difficult time for people because they have other weekend events and it's in the middle of the day. And there is a proposal. The other local station boards meet on Wednesdays. The Finance Committee meets on Tuesdays. The Pacifica National Board meets on Thursdays. The Personnel Committee meets on Mondays. So it seems to me like there is a proposal to consider moving our meetings to the third Wednesday of the month from 7 to 9. And I'd like people to be thinking about that. And if you have other proposals about meeting times, to send them to Candace. We want to think about this carefully. So my proposal would be that we hold our next local station board meeting in January, on January 17th, and I would entertain a motion for that, and that we also, at that meeting, schedule a discussion about when we want to hold our future meetings. So did anybody want
to? I'd make the motion to for the next meeting to be January 17th, 2026. At 11 a.m.
Thank you. Thank you. Any opposition?
I won't be available that day, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay, thank you.
I'm opposed. Yeah, I won't be available either, so I just want to let you know that. Okay. Andrea. Okay.
For everybody.
Sorry.
Okay,
the echo is back.
Yeah, the echo is back. I'm not sure what to do about the echo. Can everybody mute, please? All right, let's try again. Thank you. Allegra, do you have the people, Andrea and Allegra, I'd just like to hear briefly if Wednesdays from 7 to 9, if we move it to 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Antonia would not be able to come on Wednesday in January.
That is generally better for me than Saturday.
Okay. And Andrea, would you be able to come on Wednesday, 7 to 9?
Yes.
So if we can't move it for this January, what unless there's a more opposition, why don't we go ahead? Let's all mute. Everybody mute, please. Okay. So let's vote on... If there's no opposition, let's go ahead and vote for January 17th at 11, and we'll consider moving to Wednesdays at that meeting. Okay, so I wondered, I would like to open it up for announcements. Does anybody have an announcement they would like to make? Please raise your hand. Hearing no community announcements, I want to check in about the election. Candace, are there anybody who has not voted who would like to vote? So if everybody were to take a moment to vote now, we could announce the results of the election at the meeting. Otherwise, we'll send out a notice.
So the only two who haven't voted are Cheryl and Stan.
Okay. Stan, did you get your ballot?
I voted about a half hour ago.
Are you sure you used the, did you do the one that came at 12:26?
Okay, hold on, I'll double check.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm in a meeting, could I call you back? Okay. Cheryl, did you have a point of order? Cheryl, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
You send it to me again. The one I saw came out at 12:22, but go ahead and send it to me again if you would.
Stan, it was 12:26, so there should have been two OPA votes, but she's going to send it. Can you send it again?
I don't know that I can resend it. I don't know how to resend it. Let me see if there's a way.
Sorry, on my end, it was sent.
At what time?
12:26.
I'm looking. No, hold on. Hold on a second.
Okay, yeah, what I would like to do are, I'd like
here
to.
Here we go. Want me to try it again?
Yes.
Please.
12:26. All right. Yeah, I did it. But here, hold on. I hit vote. I hit confirm. Did you get it now?
Let me see.
No, I'm not trying to do ballot stuff. You know, I'm trying to vote twice. So, you know.
No, we had a problem with the ballot, Stan. And
now it says your vote has been received. Thank you for voting. OPA vote.
There. Okay. I got yours.
All right. Thanks.
I'm just,
I'm voting after the meeting. So I'm not going to vote now.
Okay. Because everyone has not voted, we would not be able to announce the results in the meeting. But after we get the results, Candace will send an announcement to everybody. Thank you, everybody. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Everybody, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa and all.